Home Show Early Edition continues here on Sunday morning because the job of taking care of your home never ends, and sometimes where you need help is in the least expected place, and that's what happened to Betty in New Territory. She's having trouble with her chimney, and so we're going to reach out to our Home Show Pro for chimney care, and that's Lee over at Lord's Chimney. Good morning, Lee. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. It's nice to be here.
Great to have you. So Betty says that she has wasps, or she's had an experience of wasps getting into her living room through the fireplace. And she just wants to know, what can she do to stop or prevent this from happening?
Wasps in your fireplace is usually a problem due to it being too clean or being not used at all.
Wait a second. Okay, so there is a benefit to not cleaning?
There is a benefit to having a chimney that's used.
Okay.
That's appropriately dirty.
All right. So how do you make sure it's appropriately dirty then?
I mean, it's just a matter of usage.
Okay.
In our market, a lot of times we get fireplaces that are brand new, that have never been used. And those are the ones that usually have wasps.
So then you can have a chimney that's too used, so you're going to come and inspect it, right?
Correct. That's what I would say first, is before you use a fireplace, always make sure it's usable. Make sure you're not taking more risks than you think. And we'll come out, we'll put our camera systems inside, we'll make sure there's a hole at the bottom, a hole at the top, no holes in between. We'll go up on the roof, we'll check it out there, we'll check out all the attic, we'll make sure everything's usable. We'll also give you instructions on how to use it, because in this market, often customers are really not comfortable with using a fireplace at all. So after you're done, you'll be 100% confident in what you're doing.
So give me maybe a 1, 2, 3 of things I should know about using it correctly.
Number one, before you light a fireplace, and it depends on whether it's gas or wood, but before you light a fireplace, it's probably a good thing to crack a window, crack a door. If you have pressure issues, or if there's a cold draft coming down your fireplace and into your house, as soon as you light it up, that smoke's going to come straight into your house.
Mm. Okay.
So that's the number one thing. Crack a window, crack a door. Number two is preheat the flue, meaning if it's a wood-burning fireplace with no gas, light a piece of newspaper or something, kind of hold it up to the damper, heat up the air inside the flue to create a draft, because once it starts, it's more likely to draft when the wood lights. If you have a gas log lighter or gas logs, you know, turn that on, preheat the flue. And number three is start small with your fire. Don't ever start a big smoldering fire with a lot of smoke, and make sure the wood's dry, because you want not a whole lot of smoke and a lot of heat, and that's going to make your chimney draft better.
Now, you see why Lee is our Home Show Pro we trust for chimney care? He's Lee from Lord's Chimney. You can learn more about him at homeshowradio.com. Click on those buttons right there on the homepage. It'll take you to his site, and you can learn more about him. Lee, thanks for coming in and helping us out this morning.
Thank you.